Hello, I'm Kiff Kiker, pastor of Bills Creek Baptist Church. We're so excited having you with us today. Jeremiah 29:11 tells us that God has a plan and a purpose for our lives. And I hope you'll discover that today, that you'll be uplifted and encouraged as we praise the Lord together. That's not making anything away from that song, but I just thought of that story. Take your Bibles tonight and turn to Revelation chapter 21. Revelation 21, the first five verses. Speaking tonight on an imaginary journey through heaven. An imaginary journey through heaven. I remember back in 2005, when I came here, I preached the first homecoming message, and Allison Landrell, that though, I think it's her last name now, but she did that pantomime, you know, I can only imagine, and I'll never forget that. Chapter 21 of Revelation, you found it, say amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. Verse 1, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, now he's enjoying his sightseeing trip through heaven. John said, I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself shall be with them and be their God. God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. Heaven is more beautiful than we'll be able to describe here tonight. We thank God for that place he's gone away to fix and prepare for us.
Amen.
You know, America, like the country we live in, but I'm thinking about a better country.
Amen.
A better place that we have to go to. The Bible says, Philippians 3:20, for our conversation, literally our citizenship, somebody said this, actually what it's talking about, said our citizenship is in heaven. This world's not our home, isn't it?
Right.
I'm glad for that. You know, sometimes in the Bible, heaven is spoken of as a country, and that talks about the vastness of it. There's much people there. And also, sometimes it's called a city. That tells us much people will be there. Matthew 8:11 says, many shall sit down in that day, in the east and the west, sit down in the kingdom of God, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And so there'll be a lot of people in heaven, and the Bible talks about much people. Sometimes it's called a king. The Bible called a king. And it talks about it's an orderly place. Sometimes it's called a paradise. And that talks about the delights of that city. And sometimes it talks about the Father's house. That talks about the fact that it's a permanent place. You know, there's just feeling down in our heart of hearts that there must be such a place as heaven. You know, it's in the Bible. But the Bible says God has set eternity in our hearts. Ecclesiastes 3:8. So feeling tells us there's heaven. And then fairness. Fairness tells us there's heaven. We know that Saddam Hussein, Hitler, all those old men that's been so wicked, that's gone off to regions of the damned. We know that as we think of them, they don't go to, it wouldn't be right for them to go to the same place as Billy Graham and Lottie Moon and all these other people that we know goes to heaven. So feeling tells us there's a heaven. Fairness tells us there's a heaven. And then faith. Faith tells us that there's a heaven. By faith, we can see it afar. The Father waits over the way. So let's think about what is heaven like. Well, it's a permanent place. John said, a new heaven and a new earth. Everything down here is temporary.
Right.
It's not permanent. You know, I go back home where I grew up sometimes. I don't like to do that because there's so much difference now and such a change. It's almost depressing, but where I grew up, it's not the same. It's not home anymore. Maybe you've had that same experience. Things have changed, and I realize that we have no permanent home here. It's just all temporary. But heaven is our real home, isn't it?
Yeah.
The lady, Johnny Erickson, Tadab,
had a swimming accident. She's paraplegic. Pains with her teeth. You know what I'm talking about. She's written a book, Heaven, Our Real Home. This world is not our home.
Right.
We're just passing through.
Sure. Yeah.
Our treasures are laid up somewhere on the blue. There will be no empty mansions in glory. Every one will be occupied for persons prepared for us. I believe that with all my heart. Just wait until you see me in my new home. Just think of stepping on shore, finding that heaven, of touching a hand, finding in God's hand, of breathing new air, finding it's celestial, of waking up in glory, finding it home. You know, down here, homes are broken up. But thank God for that new home, that holy city, New Jerusalem. It's a permanent home. And Abraham talks about in Hebrews how that here we have no continuing city here. And Abraham, he was a rich man. You know, he could have built a very expensive home, but he lived in a tent all his life, Abraham did. Because why? He said, I'm looking for a city whose builder and maker is God.
Amen.
And I am too, aren't you?
Amen.
We're looking for something better. I've got a better place to go to, a better home. It's a permanent home. And then it's a prepared place, not only a permanent place, but Jesus said, I go and prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. It's a prepared place. Jesus didn't say, angels, go down and build me a mansion. He said, I'll go. If I go, I'll prepare a place for you, and I'll receive you up to myself. Heaven is a prepared place. A prepared place. Most beautiful, most marvelous place that there can ever be is that home, heaven, that he's gone away to prepare. Just as real as any city, it's a place. It's a permanent place where Jesus said, I prepared for you. But we've got to prepare ourselves for it, don't we?
That's right.
Because prepare to meet thy God. We must be washed in the blood of the Lamb, Calvary's Lamb, before we can enter the pearly white city. You know, our loved ones, we'll see them. We'll know our parents, our mom, our dad. We'll know those that have passed on, gone before. Thank God for that, for the people that we have waiting on the other side. That's going to be better. That's going to be glory. Thank God for that. Because of the place that Jesus has gone away to prepare. And then we can think of the presence of God in that place, in that home. Verse 3 says, God himself shall be with them. Isn't that wonderful? God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit will be there. We don't know whether we'll see the Trinity as three distinct people. We just have to wait until we get there to answer all those questions that we have. But to know that he's going to be there, sorrow, crying will never be heard again. Did you see what we read there? Crying, so it said, God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying. What a day that's going to be when we see Jesus. We don't know whether we'll all about heaven. We, you know, have questions about it. But somebody said that he told us too much. You know, he's told us what we need to hear, not all that we'd like to hear about heaven. Somebody said we might get careless crossing the street if we knew too much about heaven. But he's going to reveal, show us someday. The presence of God, sorrow and crying will never be there. We'll never weep again. He'll dry our tears. There will be no sorrow there, no more burdens to bear, no more sickness, no pain, no more parting over there. and forever I will be with the one who died for me. What a day. Amen. Glorious day. That's going to be. Thank Amen. God for that. It's all when we see Jesus. When we see Jesus. Think of that. No bills to pay. Amen.
Amen.
That'd be good.
No
taxes. No repairs. It's always something tearing up. No medicine to pay for. No hospital bills. No doctors. All of that. Thank God. Sorrow and crying will never be heard of. And then sickness and pain will never be experienced again. Again, chapter 21. Verse 4 says, neither shall there be any more pain for the former things of Christ the Lord. Y'all never heard again, hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank God for that. No arthritis, cancer gone, heart attack gone, our trouble will be, there will not be one cripple on Hallelujah Square. Not be one blind man on Hallelujah
right.
Square. No pain, no poverty, no homeless people. We go down in our place now. Two or three times. Have people saved. I always tell them, you got a home now. You got a real home in heaven. Thank God for that. My heavenly home is bright and fair. No death or pain can enter there when we get to heaven. Sickness and pain will not be the experience. Never heard of so much sickness. Never heard of so many people dying. But there'll be no park over there. No hospital, no funeral home, no jail, no penitentiary, no medical bill. Everybody will be in perfect health when we get to heaven.
Amen.
No sin, no devil. No devil in the first two chapters of the Bible. No devil in the last two chapters of the Bible. Won't that be wonderful?
Amen.
No devil to dog our steps. Thank God for that. And then the sting of death will never be felt again. There'll be no grief, no guilt, no goodbye, no graves on the hillsides of glory, no grave, no sad farewell, no funeral processions. A little girl was asked if she was homesick. She said, I'm here sick. Don't you sometimes, the way the world's going, I'm thankful. There'll be none of those things. No sorrow. And then, not only the presence of God in that place, but heaven's a peaceful place. There'll be no wars, rumors of war. There'll be peace in the valley for you and for me. Ecclesiastes 3 talks about how there's a time for war, a time for peace. When we get to heaven, no nation will rise up a sword against another nation. We'll not study war no more, as the old scripture said. Because, thank God, there will be the Prince of Peace,
Amen.
The Lord Jesus Christ. Now, let's think about the people that will be there. Look at chapter 19, verse 1, Revelation chapter 19, verse 1. And after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Hallelujah, salvation, and glory, and honor, and power. People will be there. Well, what will these people be like? They'll be saved people. They'll be saved people. Look at chapter 21, verse 27. Revelation 21, Paul was there. Verse 27 says, and there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whosoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. All Israel saved by the blood of Jesus will then have it. And we'll have a new body. We'll have a new life. And I'm talking about a new home. I thought about those people in these earthquakes. Lost their home. How sad that would be. Saved people will be there. Shouting people. Look at Revelation chapter 7 with me, if you will. Revelation chapter 7, verses 9 to 12. Revelation 7, verse 9. After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations, kindreds, tongues, people, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne and upon and to the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne, and about the elders and the four beasts, and fell down and worshipped God, saying, Amen, blessing, glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, honor, power, and might to be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. The people would be there, saved people, washed in the blood, shouting people. Nothing gloomy about heaven. You'll never get bored.
That's right. You'll
not have a day that you get the blues. Won't that be one?
Amen.
Thank God for that. No, there'll be shouting on the hillsides of glory. We'll sing and shout and dance about the Lamb will dry our tears. We'll have a great homecoming week the first 10,000 years. And then notice, not only that, but there'll be singing peace. Revelation 15, verse 3. Revelation 15, verse 3. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvelous are thy words, Lord God Almighty, just and true are thy ways, thy King and saints. What a choir. What a choir is going to build there, Brother Tim. Chapter 5, verse 11. Revelation 5, 11. And I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beasts and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. Over 100 million. Perfect harmony. Saved, verse 12. With a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power, riches, and wisdom, strength, and honor, and glory, and blessing. And say, the four beasts, four living creatures, verse 14, said, Amen. And they fell down and worshiped Him, the living, forever and forever. You talk about a worship service. You talk about a time of rejoicing when we all get to heaven. What a choir it will be. David will maybe get his heart back. Miriam will get her cymbals out. Gabriel will play the trumpet. Who knows? We'll join the singing. All hail the power of Jesus' name. We'll join that with Isaac Watts. At last, did my Savior bleed and did my sovereign die? William Calvin, there is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins, sinners plunged beneath the blood. Lose all their guilty stains. John Newton, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found with blind, but now I see. Thank God for what a day that's going to be. Singing people. All of us, I hope, loves music, thrills our soul. What a day, the best is yet to be. We'll just join in. We'll really be able to sing there.
That's right.
The guy said he was a prison singer. He was behind a few bars trying to find the right key. Prison singer. No, we'll sing in heaven. We'll have a beautiful voice. I can't hardly wait, can you?
Amen.
Okay, then notice the pathway. The pathway that's provided for this heavenly home. John 14:6. I bet everyone else could say it. He said, I am the way, the truth, the life. No man cometh unto the Father except by me. The highway to heaven still goes by the cross.
Look at
singing Spencer. Saying that there are not many roads to heaven. Only one. Remember that thief on the cross? Jesus said to him, what? Today, that shall be me in paradise. When he said, remember me. So, this thief. Thief, did you tell me about heaven? What's that good country like up there? The thief said, oh, it's wonderful. All things are new, never a dull moment. Do you have a good time in heaven, thief? He said, it's filled with happiness, fellowship, finest people, What's the best thing in heaven? Sum it all up, Steve, if you would, in one word. It's the Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus will be what's right in heaven for me. Yeah. Who will come and go with me? I'm bound for the promised land. Could never go to heaven without Jesus Christ. Could not go to heaven without learning, without earning, without great wealth, even without help. But we can never go to heaven without Jesus Christ. And it's what He's done for us.
That's right.
Jesus paid it all. All to Him I owe. Sin and left the crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. Now, what a day that's going to be when our Jesus we shall see. Look upon His face, the one who saved us by His grace, when He takes me by the hand, leads me to the promised land, leads me through it. What a day, glorious day, that's going to be.
Amen.
I love to talk about heaven, don't you?
That's right.
I love to preach on heaven. What a wonderful, wonderful place. We wish we knew more. Jesus will be the leading one. It'll be worth it all when we see Jesus. One glance of His dear face, all the sorrow will erase. It'll be worth it all when we see Him.
Amen.
Let's stand. Yes. Hey, how much glad you're going? How much ready? Back to the ready. Amen. What a wonderful future that we have to look forward to. There's something better. All the heartache and trouble, disappointments. When we get there, we'll just say face to face, I shall behold Him. Far beyond the starry sky, face to face, in all His glory, I shall see Him by and by. And we'll see our loved ones. Isn't that good to know? Because our record is on high. Job said, my witness is in heaven, my record is on high. Is your name written in the Lamb's book of life? If it's not, it's getting ready time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Today is accepted time. There's one here that does not know for sure, certain, beyond any shadow of doubt, that you're going to heaven when you die. You come here to the right place. We'll pray with you. We'll open God's Word and show you what it says about how you can be saved and go to heaven. If you're here and you need church membership, I invite you to come. As we sing, what we got right here?
Page 318.
318.
We hope you enjoyed this week's message, and if you will, you may share this video with a friend or family member. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, it's the best decision you'll ever make. It's as simple. A, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. B, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And C, confess Him as your Savior. And you can pray a prayer like this: Dear God, I'm a sinner. I've done wrong. I need You. And You died for me on the cross and promised to save me. If I'd only trust You, I do trust You, Jesus. Come into my heart. Forgive my sins. Save my soul so I can go to heaven when I die. If you prayed that prayer, you can notify us. We have some materials we'd like to share with you and get you started right in your Christian faith. To learn more about our church, just again, visit us on website, WilliamsCreekBaptist.org, and don't forget to check back with us next Sunday for the message of the hour. God bless.